This is MC Fontaine on day 16 of Audio Mo. I'm not going to apologise any longer for putting Audio Mo's or dedicating my Audio Mo's to, as I said in yesterday's Mo, the most important vote in my lifetime. So at the EU referendum. Today, and probably this is includes a bit of last night. So over the last 24 hours, we've had Nigel Farage, the leader of a very small political party called UKIP, the UK Independence Party, who was set up about 10, 15 years ago, and their one thing for being set up was to get England to, sorry, the UK to leave the EU. That's all they were set up for. Led by a man who likes to describe himself now as fighting against the establishment. This is an ex, either merchant banker or city trader. I don't know what his exact, I can't remember exactly what his previous career was. Nigel Farage. You can't get much more establishment than Nigel Farage, to be perfectly honest. Yesterday, it emerged that there's been communications between Boris Johnson's camp. So Boris Johnson is a British MP and was the Mayor of London. The man's a complete and utter buffoon. Everyone believes that if Vote Leave win, then there'll be, and I believe this, that there'll be a Tory party leadership battle and David Cameron will lose the leadership and someone like Boris Johnson will become Prime Minister. Great, let's have a clown as our Prime Minister. That'd be even better, wouldn't it? Oh well. But it appears there's been some communications between Boris Johnson's camp and not Nigel Farage, he knows nothing about it, but people in UKIP about Farage joining the government after a Vote Leave campaign. Now, he's not elected to any office in this country. He's not an MP. So the only way he could join the government is by being given a seat in the House of Lords. When he was asked this by Channel 4's Michael Crick yesterday, "You've never seen a worse case of acting in your life." Of utter surprise, "Really? I don't know anything about that, Michael." With the most smug little look on his face. He's a chinless wonder for a start. So he doesn't do very well at hiding expressions on his face. Because he's only got half a face to hide the expressions with. It's not bad for a two-faced git. But basically just this trying to disguise this smile on his face. Because that would be the ultimate in being part of the establishment by being given a seat in the House of Lords. That's all this man wants, is power. Then today, they have, the UKIP party have released a poster under the title of Breaking Point that is a photo of a stream of, I'm guessing, Syrian refugees, probably something like 20 abreast, going back, I don't know, maybe half a mile, sort of snaking across an open field. This has obviously been taken somewhere like between the Turkey, somewhere near Turkey or the Macedonian border, or one of the border controls that earlier in the summer, earlier this year, they were literally marching these people more or less through fences of barbed wire to the next country because they didn't want them. It's really, really reminiscent of Nazi propaganda prior to World War II in the 1930s where, you know, the Jews were seen as invading their culture and all this. And this is, Billy Bragg has made a statement today saying that not all people who are going to vote for Leave are racists, but without a doubt, all racists are going to vote Leave. And there is such a race question at the bottom of this. So many of these vote Leave people, and I've had it from personal experience of people talking to me, and for the last 3 weeks, not a day has gone by where I haven't ended up in a, what I try to be a discussion with someone online, which they immediately turn into hurling abuse. And race is the single question that keeps coming up. Because unfortunately, most of these people that, and maybe it's just the ones who want to engage online, you know, like Billy Bragg says, can't say all of them are racist, because they're not, definitely. But every argument I've had has ended up with about race and our supposed culture and how we can't control anything. Well, they're Syrian refugees. They're not EU migrants. So leaving the EU would have nothing to do with these people. It's just another blatant bit of lying from the Leave campaign. And I'm just absolutely sick and tired of the fact that we don't have, people just don't want to fact check these things. There's just, I mean, earlier this week they have been using for the whole campaign this mythical figure of £350 million that we give to the EU each week, which, now they're suddenly admitting, oh, well, no, it's not that. Yeah, well, yeah, we have got that wrong. But they're still driving around in double-decker buses saying, we give £350 million a week to the EU, and people stupidly believe it. There's a week to go now, and I, unfortunately, the more I see, the more I despair that we're about to vote ourselves into oblivion, because it would be the worst thing that could possibly happen to our country, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm quite dismayed by the amount of anger and hatred and sheer racism there is in this country now. For a country that in 1940 stood on its own against this sort of thing, for democracy, and in which case lost its empire in doing so, and knew it would lose the empire in doing so, it's a disgrace. The same people that vote Leave are asking, shouldn't be, or are telling us, shouldn't be in our country taking our jobs, which they're not. For example, Poles and Czechs. Well, if it wasn't for Poles and Czechs, we wouldn't have had enough fighter pilots in the Battle of Britain. Both the Polish and the Free Czech squadrons were two of the highest, got the highest number of kills of German aircraft during the Battle of Britain. Yeah, we don't want those sort of people, do we? There were pilots from all nations helping us. Canada, America, the West Indies. There was a lot of pilots from Trinidad and Tobago. All of these people came to help us when we stood for the world, for democracy. And now we want to cut ourselves off from the world. But Vote Leave will tell you that it's not us cutting ourselves off from the world. Oh no, it's us trying to take back our sovereignty. We haven't lost our sovereignty. We haven't lost our control. It's absolute bullshit, the whole lot. Sorry, but I've had enough of it. Bye.